disappointing, demeaning, disturbing, and disgusted. These are just some of the words used by leading Texas Republican officials to describe Donald Trump's 2005 comments about groping women. While there has been an outpouring of criticism, so far only Fort Worth Republican Congresswoman Kay Granger and Congressman Will Hurd, a Republican whose district includes San Antonio, have asked Trump to step down. Former state party chairman and RNC consultant Steve Munisteri says he's not surprised by the recent condemnation, but says that Trump still has an overwhelming support from Texas voters.
Polls show that a majority of Republican voters would like the party to stand behind the nominee, so I do believe that's the majority opinion. Now, that doesn't mean that people condone specific comments.
Mark Jones with Rice University's Baker Institute of Public Policy says unendorsing a presidential candidate is a nuclear option that isn't easy to walk back. But he says for Republicans locked in a contentious down-ballot race, continuing to openly support Trump can also be a challenge, especially if his polling numbers continue to drop.
Most of the Republicans are going to be in a relatively good position, but it'll vary depending on how closely they align themselves with Trump.
Jones says that even seems to be the case amid Republican fundraisers in Texas. This week, San Antonio builder Gene Powell begrudgingly announced that he would still fulfill his obligation to hold a Trump fundraiser in San Antonio this Tuesday. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.